rhyme.
And treason. Episode 121, the Anarchy Edition.
Yeah.
Rhyme and Treason Radio, DJ Matador, DJ Gower coming at you.
How the fuck are you doing, world?
We're barbecuing a tri-tip in the backyard. DJ Gower's backyard in Sac.
That's right. No shame in our game. Got a tri-tip with the linguica going on around it, squirting hot sauce up into the meat.
Pretty awesome.
Got that fresh, what is that, organic corn?
We got some...
vegan corn?
Yep.
Is it vegan?
Only organic. That's all I eat.
Yeah.
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 100%. No vegetables were harmed in the killing of the corn.
Dude, I gotta say, did you see that video?
Except the corn.
Did you see that video of the guy that, like, looks like some hippie yoga instructor or whatever? And it was like the... he was a meat eater, but he was acting like how vegans act. Oh, dude.
I have not.
It was fucking brilliant. It was brilliant. He's like, your broccoli is my food's food, okay? Like, just being a complete asshole at a restaurant.
That's awesome. Anarchy.
It was great.
That's the theme of the show. Ride in the streets.
Because vegans are anarchists, generally speaking.
Yep.
Yeah.
Or conformist, because they can't have butter,
so
they,
like,
can't have cheese.
If you're an anarchist, aren't you a conformist to the anarchist belief?
Anarchist
therefore
club.
You're not an anarchist, right?
I knew a guy in an anarchist club long ago in Oregon. He was wanted by the FBI.
Who was the leader of their club?
I don't know.
Too soon?
Anyway, we're here in Sac. Had some tire trouble earlier. We got to go back to Les Schwab.
Fucking road warrior DJ Matador.
The caddy's down hard.
You should have zigged.
I should have done something.
Isn't that what the commercial says?
Or maybe
says?
Looked at the tires once in my life.
Is it not?
Instead of just driving 8 billion miles. Until a Les Schwab professional told me I needed both replaced.
You gotta love those professional tire monkeys.
Yep, the tire monkeys at Les Schwab.
Guy was very confident.
Giving him a shout out.
I gotta say, that guy was very confident.
I guess.
He was like, now, hold on a second, sir. What would you like to compromise performance on your Cadillac? Or
what about the handle?
Or do you want to get
what about the this?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
No.
I mean, if you're not going Mach 7 into
a
reverse turn and feeling 3.5 G, then, you know, I mean, I have a $99 tire, but, you know. If
it was relatively
you,
cheap compared to what I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, it could have been worse, that's for sure.
Yep.
Yeah.
Anyways, here comes some more music. Anarchy Edition.
What if we just decided to not play music as an expression of our anarchist ideology?
Nah. We don't have it in us, especially after
today.
Fuck
everything. Fuck music.
I'm pounding Bex to try to get pumped.
Bex is total anarchy. They have a key.
Z-Bex. Made in America, of course.
There's a key on their bottle. It represents anarchy.
German lager.
Well,
made
it's,
in America.
See, it's a key inside of an arc. So it's an arc key. Anarchy.
All right.
I'll be here all week, ladies and gentlemen.
Gower's a homo. Ner.
It's true.
We're at his house that he purchased, which is pretty fucking cool in my book. So he can try to fix stuff like I do.
I mean, technically, the bank bought it, and I just pay the bank in small increments over,
me
know,
too.
Pretty much the remainder of my life.
All right, here comes some more tunes. Rhyme.
And anarchy is treason?
Maybe? Yeah.
Yeah. given my receipt. No one here cares what that all means. It's anarchy.
Anarchy in the UK, anarchy in Sacramento, anarchy on the grill.
Anarchy in Bombay.
All right. This guy's a rapper. Anyway, I just switched to whiskey Red Bull. Why? Because the Cadillac's done and it's back in the Gower's driveway and I don't have to drive anymore. What
brought
a saga.
Back the Cadillac. Must be nice.
Anyway, anarchy, that's the theme of the show today. All over the world.
It's kind of the theme of our show every day.
Well, we're not completely wasted yet.
That's true.
So it's going a lot smoother.
Yeah.
Some good talking segments, some great songs.
Well, we've had one talking segment. Let's not get carried away.
It's
going to
be great, too.
Well, we'll let the people be the judge of that.
Yeah, our few listeners.
So I crunched the numbers yesterday, by the way.
All right.
So according to our slave owners, Podbean, the numbers tell us that 106 or something like 16,000 people have listened to our show over the 6.5 years we've been doing it. And when I took those numbers, divided them by 6.5, that gave us like an average of 12,500 people or 1,200 people listening every year, right? And then you divide that again by the number of days, and we averaged 7 people listen to our show every single day since the day that we created this podcast.
All right, 7 people. That's I guess that's okay. Well, there's 2 right here.
Yeah,
but I don't listen every day.
And that's what I'm saying. I'm like, somehow we managed to get 5 fans. Sorry, guys.
LS5000 texting on her phone. She wants to deny she's involved in the podcast.
My pocket just vibrated.
Of course it did. Anyway, anarchy songs coming at you. Punk rock, hip hop, rhyme and treason.
Yeah, I mean, that's it right there, right? Punk rock, hip hop. I mean, we don't do as much hip hop, or at least we haven't lately, because I've been a fucking slacker. And
I have limited knowledge.
Haven't procured any new music in a really long time.
Anyway. So
basically, like, you can blame me for lack of effort, but it doesn't really matter because this entire show is based around lack of effort.
That's right. We give it 60% at most.
60% of the time it works every time.
So, yeah, it's a D coming at you. A giant D.
In your...
Hanging.
In your mouth. In your facial region.
Your mouth area.
Yeah. Oh.
So anyway, here comes some more songs about anarchy.
Anarchy in your mouth, motherfucker.
And treason.
Maybe think of me once in a while. I'm at WKRP in Cincinnati.
Destruction and violence. How is the ordinary man to know that the most violent element in society is ignorance? Ignorance. Ignorance. Ignorance.
Yeah. giving up and realizing the truth. But I hold on to my beliefs and I hold on to my youth. Once a public school system has addled your mind, you see that different ways of thinking not so hard to find. On Roman streets you learn the difference between life and survival. Hoodlums looking for answers straight from the man written Bible. Live it up, you get one chance to make a change. And I'll be living an hour or two until it's dead in my brain. Anarchist schools of thought, there's so much to learn. You gotta fight for global freedom, care for people's concerns. Stop running under, ease it all in an anonymous essay. Love and lies and Josie Punks and the crew of ASA. Global freedom, care for people's concerns. Start running under, ease it all in an anonymous essay. Stop a lot of Josie Punks and the crew of ASA.
Ignorance. You see, there are people who believe that the function of the police is to fight crime, and that's not true. The function of the police is social control and protection of property. Evil is an abstract!
I am no feeble Christ, not me. He hangs in glib delight upon his cross above my body.
The new world order reeks of dying empire odor, and changing the channel won't make that go away.
Bringing you the truth in the form of hip-hop.
In order to distract us from the issues of class and freedom, they created issues around religion and race to dominate the world for centuries to come.
Thing. LA ain't changed, niggas still player hating, but Dre ain't changed. I'm just a lot smarter now, cause these niggas is banging 10 times harder now. Niggas bringing their ass up in the wrong part of town. Better turn their car around, rolling their window down.
Hey, can we talk it out?
Nah, get the fuck out. Johnny got a shotgun, and he ain't even strong enough to cock one. Fuck trying to job, hun. Niggas got AKs. Niggas is way crazier than Dre was back in his NWA days. Niggas face strays and shoot without looking. Niggas walk by and blast without leaving a footprint. I think the attitudes are twice as worse. It takes half the time to get your whole life reversed. Always trying to play Rambo with the ammo. Make a nigga wanna stay in family mode.
As it goes by, murder arrives anytime. Bullets take flight when the 4-5 ignite. Some hearts skip a beat, some get blew out in every light. With you in the sight of youngsters with automatics, busting on shit to lay everything down, even tourists and non-affiliates. These days, gunplay is official with green lights on every block. You know the sign tells you too, it's not best to stop on every corner. Cali niggas will dump and you be shaking your soul loose from the box at the coroner's, making death not so foreign to ya. Niggas got Rugers and M14s with enough ammo to leave in armored trucks. Swiss cheese, I've learned to stay away from house parties. I've seen too many go and end up absent without leave. Ain't no warm welcomings. My eyes have witnessed and beamed in on. Nights that don't sleep and fireworks until dawn.
Is this man? Niggas doing brothers in worse than the Klan. Can't even stand in front of your building and chill without yielding. 12-year-old children to kill, blood spilling. Thugs be illin', unnecessary slugs filling the sky. Usually drilling the one that wasn't willing to die. Yes, sir, in the killing field, I got my life preserver, and I do my time.
for murder. These niggas got the nerve to question me about the colors that I got on. I see that red dot on your knot. About to get your whole crew shot on. A soldier fortune, I'm the wrong man to plot on. Took him out on the spot before he even got on my hit list. Pete this, I cock back, you bow down. Bust round, bloody the ground, retaliation sounds like this.
Then who is your lord?
We don't have a lord.
What?
I told you, we're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
To go to anarchy camp, there will be twisted, fisted, fighting, fighting all in an evening. The soundtrack will go multi-platinum. Barbecue a boca while the effigies burn. You may not want to stay and see how we take care of a turncoat. Christiana's kind of
this party and fuck everything. Above all, fuck anarchy.
We'll be right back.
sucks, you motherfucker. The government totally sucks. Ben Franklin was a rebel indeed. He liked to get naked while he smoked on the weed. He was a genius, but if he was here today, the government would fuck him up his righteous day. Let me tell you something about the government. They're fucking up the environment.
Say what?
They're taking all the fucking beautiful animals.
Yeah?
And making them fucking extinct.
Oh no!
The government totally sucks, you motherfucker. The government totally sucks. The government totally sucks.
Cause the land of love and freedom is just a baby's breath away. And if we hold hands together, we can bring back the USA. The USA.
Episode 121 coming at ya, Anarchy Edition, Rhyme and Treason Radio.
Rhyme and Treason Radio. That's right. It's not one, it's two things. It's rhymes and treasons.
So we kill gorillas on a regular basis.
On a regular basis?
Yeah, we snipe them.
Like we do? Like you and I personally
That's right.
kill fucking gorillas on, in our spare time.
But like, we support it.
We have a side job.
We definitely support killing of all zoo gorillas.
Yeah,
1,000%.
What are zoo gorillas now? I mean, they live in a fucking cage.
There
right?
was a Facebook outcry for this stupid gorilla. He was throwing some kid around, fell in the containment, and it's national news, and everyone's obsessed with some dumbass gorilla. We hate all gorillas.
Dude, that was so like last podcast together that happened.
We only get together, what, once every 2 to 3 months?
Yeah, exactly. So
also a mass shooting in Orlando.
Hence why like current event topics
are stupid.
Are
yeah.
usually never right, brought up in the that. Show because it's not current by the time you hear it. So I don't know if that makes it ironic, but it's it could still, be yeah. anarchistic. right?
24-hour news cycle.
Fuck yo news. I'm going to tell you about some shit that's like 3 months old. Anarchy, motherfucker.
I'm 3 months behind.
On my rent.
On my...
Oh, wait. I'm a homeowner.
Your mortgage.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Morty. I call it Morty.
You Morty.
Yeah. When's that Morty coming out?
So we're cooking a tri-tip right now. I can't wait to eat it.
Can you guys smell it?
I can hear the sizzle.
Can you smell that
smell? I don't
know
if the mics can. That's right. The gay snake.
Jesus Christ.
But anyway, Germany, right? They support us? No.
Yeah, they
supposedly.
I haven't looked at those numbers recently about where in the world is
this guy's a numbers guy. He's crunching numbers all the time.
Yeah, that's all I do. Like, he's all like, day long, I just sit there and look at our podcast and like, ooh, look, we got 3 listens on that last show. Good job. It's not really true, but I like to exaggerate.
You've looked once in the last 3 months. Well, that's more than I've looked.
It's true because I looked 2 days ago.
Anyway, so we enjoy drinking heavily.
We do.
Hanging out.
We do.
Barbecuing. Gonna go see some AAA baseball tonight. That should be something.
Mediocre at best, right?
That's right. Yeah. They can't make the majors, but they made it to Sacramento.
Good for you.
Can't wait for
good
the
one
new,
on you, mate.
Can't wait for the new Kings Arena. We're going to go. Every episode has to have Gower burping. The vocals are hella quiet, and then it's just ear shattering.
Fuck your commute.
No, I don't have a commute anymore.
Oh, shit. That's not this episode, though. But
no, I know.
Wait, is that a teaser?
That's a teaser.
Yes.
DJ Matador is a...
Teaser alert. Teaser alert.
He's a...
Free toy inside. Free toy inside.
Anyway, so like we said, kill the gorilla in the zoo. Snipe him.
Should we play some gorillas?
No.
No.
I don't know if they have any anarchy tracks.
Mm.
Mostly punk rock. Because anarchy... It's a common theme.
Yeah, but we're not in the UK, as you see.
And rioting, anarchy, anything goes.
Speaking of, though.
Government oppression, fight it.
So, anarchy-like behavior happening at the Euro Cup of soccer in France.
Hooligans.
And, yeah, soccer hooligans, people, you know, getting in fights and all this kind of shit. Well, props out to my peeps. The Republic of Ireland and Northern Ireland, their fans from both sides, not only have put aside their own differences to rock out and party their fucking faces off the whole time they've been down there, but they've been like ultra mega respectful of everybody else and like singing along with other people from other countries, like even the teams that they're playing against, like hanging out with them and just partying it up and fucking raging. So they're basically acting like anarchists against the perceived notion of soccer hooliganism. And
shout out to Ireland.
Fucking
you guys rule. Wish I could go there.
Salute, motherfuckers.
Drink your Guinness. All right, so we're wrapping this episode up. Thanks for listening. Anarchy in your face. I love your face.
I wonder what anarchy tastes like. I think it's bland. That's my guess. Like, how does the anarchy taste? You're like, yeah, it's okay. I've had better.
Tastes a little like this upcoming track that's going to shred you.
Yeah, because it knows no boundaries.
That's,
it has no leader.
That's right. So anyway.
It is all and nothing at the same time.
Rhyme.
An infinite treason.
Trying to say is, how do I deal with them? Is it worth the argument? Tanzil Jack, I'm glad you've contacted me. I suppose, what are you going to do? What do you mean? They're being a bit racist against you, are they, Tanzil? Well, look, I don't know what it's like to be a young Muslim lad at a school full of Sean Hannitys and Bill O'Reillys. That must be really difficult. I do know what it's like, though, to when you're at school feel like an outcast and an outsider for other reasons. And what comforts me now is I don't have to go no more and everything's all right once you're older. That kind of thing is like an incubator for making you a little bit more solid. Try and be loving and tolerant towards others, because what value does our tolerance have if we can't tolerate the intolerance of others? Good luck, mate. Also, try and make connections outside of that school. Be patient. Wisdom is coming. Truth is coming. There is a community, a brotherhood worldwide of people, and I don't just mean in the Muslim fraternity. ready to reach out their hand. Lomaxian goes, the ongoing debate of how society should be governed seems to go round and round in circles. There's left-wing liberals and right-wing conservatives, socialists and capitalists, dictatorships and democracies. It's always a polarised battle, and time again, these ideas fail, or are failing now. The thought that's stirring in my mind at the moment is none of these ideas work. Whatever side of the fence you're on, it seems your chosen philosophy is fraught. Well, Lomaxian, I agree with you. That's why in my forthcoming book, Revolution, I talk about communities that govern themselves, collectivism and anarcho-syndicalism. Find out you want your community governed, govern it to yourselves, govern your workplaces yourselves. Where possible, devolve power, do not concentrate power, whether with a left-wing ideology or a right-wing ideology. People coming together to run their own lives is always going to be the solution.
Why? Isn't the universe big enough for both of us? What is wrong with you people? We could work together. Why be enemies? Because we're different? Is that why? Think of the things that we could do. Think how strong we would be. Earth and Mars together. There is nothing that we could not accomplish. Think about it. Think about it. Why destroy when you can create? We can have it all. Or we can smash it all. Why can't we work out our differences? Why can't we work things out? Little people. Why can't we all just get along?
People's cries.
the heart of the punk movement in the 70s and 80s, a driving force for civil wars and violent revolutions, a concept held in esteem by activists like Leo Tolstoy, Noam Chomsky, and Mahatma Gandhi. So, what is it? Anarchy, very simply, is a state of being without any government or authority. The original concept of anarchy was born alongside and in response to the concepts of democracy and other political systems. But it wasn't until later, around the 18th and 19th centuries, that modern anarchist philosophy was fully developed in Western countries. Following the French Revolution, anarchism gained prominence as a political alternative to theocracies or monarchies, and as an attempt to achieve total equality by eliminating authoritarian roles. However, as Noam Chomsky and other academics have admitted, it is somewhat of an unrealistic utopian theory. Many forms of modern anarchy are political ideologies that hold the government responsible for the world's problems. Because there are many forms of state control, there are many different forms of anarchy. For example, anarcho-feminism says that hierarchies of the state lead to patriarchy, which leads to oppression.
Politics, we hate your pose, and we hate the way you smell. 1, 2, 3. I'm gonna fuck off Nicaragua. I don't consider a president. I'm gonna buff a firm white kid trying to show they've got bastard. Politics are boring. Yeah, politics are fucking boring. But last five from this view, and these aren't the revolution. What's the problem? What's mad? You sit in the dark and get fed. You say that you hate capitalism, and you won't compromise when you're out of cigarettes. Funny thing is, your butt's full of jizz. More outrage, give us out your fucking headache. Close your mind, got all the answers. Don't even realize you're an asshole. Any breeze at all, I guess you'd see. You're narrow-minded, you're mental, left-wing Nazi. We hate your politics, we hate your pros, and we hate the way you smell. 1, 2, 3. I'm gonna fuck about Nicaragua. I'm gonna fuck about Nicaragua. I'm gonna fuck about Nicaragua. I'm gonna fuck about Nicaragua.
Rhyme
and treason.